بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سيدنا شاعر عارف بالله عز وجل اختص حضرت معنا شاه حكيم محمد اختص نور الله مرقده التايتليز مرقايا عبرت كتابي چهره جو ہوگے بیگن تو ٹوٹ جائیں گے سارے بندن. کتابی چہرے جو ہوں گے بیگن تو ٹوٹ جائیں گے سارے بندن. اور شہزادی لگیں گی دنگن اگرچہ پہنے اولک کنگن. اور شہزادی لگیں گی دنگن اگرچہ پہنے اولک کنگن. کتابی چہرے جو ہوں گے بیگن تو ٹوٹ جائیں گے سارے بندن. وہ شہزادہ لگے گا بنگی اگر چھکر کے آئے اولک کنگی. وہ شہزادہ لگے گا بنگی اگر چھکر کے آئے کنگی. کتابی چہرے جو ہوں گے بیگن تو ٹوٹ جائیں گے سارے بندن. یہ دانت مل کر اکر پڑیں گے لگائے ان پر ہزار منجن. یہ دانت مل کر اکر پڑیں گے اگرچہ کر لگائے ان پر ہزار منجن. کتابی چہرے جو ہوں گے بیگن تو ٹوٹ جائیں گے سارے بندن. نہ سننا امیر ان کی ہر گز کے نفسوں سے پاہ تیرے دشمن. نہ سننا امیر ان کی ہر گز تیرے دشمن. کتابی چہرے جو ہوں گے بیگن تو ٹوٹ جائیں گے سارے بندن. لگا برہا پہ مجھ کو فوتو اگر چھپے میں ہوئے ہیں اچھے کن.
لگا برہاں سے مجھ کو فوتو اگر چھپے ہیں ہوئے ہیں اچھے کن کتابی چہرے جو ہوں گے بھی گن تو ٹوٹ جائیں گے سارے بن بن ہوئے ہیں پیری میں مثل بھی جو کہ جو کتابی چہرے جو ہوں گے بے گھن تو ٹوٹ جائیں گے سارے بندن بچاؤ اپنی نظر کو خطر بچاؤ اپنی نظر کو خطر یہی بس ایک طریق احسن کتابی چہرے جو ہوں گے بے گن تو ٹوٹ جائیں گے سارے بندن
الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا ما بعد this beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious jana shaykh Ali Billah Rumi Waq Tabriz Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahab Nawwar Allah Marqadahu Hazrat beautifully teaches us here what is the rukawat, what is the blockage in getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what is the real problems in our life. And when a person doesn't take care of this disease, then you run around for ruqya, for ta'weez to this person, that person, and you run to this amil and that amil. And Hazrat says that what is your real problem? Hazrat has addressed this poem, Muraqqa Ibrat. This is a ta'weez to take a real lesson. That we don't control our gazes, and then we have problems in our marriages, we have problems in our businesses, etc. And then we be blaming this one and that one, whereas the reality is myself, the biggest disease and the pandemic of the ummah, myself first, Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us, that we have to make a concerted effort daily, make a niyat before we leave our homes, that oh Allah, I promise I'll try my best to control my gazes. And please assist me and help me. And today it's not just women walking on the street. Artificial, terrible things we are looking on our hell phone. And we are having hell in our homes. And as Hazrat is explaining, if you don't control this disease as soon as possible, you become old and you become more mad. And you'll be thinking that you are somebody, but you are fooling yourself. So Hazrat says, people who like to look at Kitab-e-Chehre, to Honge Bengan, to toot jayenge sari bandhan. Hazrat beautifully Hazrat has put it and given the treatment also and showed us how foolish we are. That people like to look at these, what Hazrat has termed kitabi chehre, that the ahle kitab, the white woman, European woman, outwardly they look very slim and trim, and outwardly they look beautiful, but in reality they got no beauty whatsoever. Any woman, any man who doesn't have the noor of iman, his complexion doesn't give you beauty. And if you look at reality, a person with iman can see how ugly their face is. And to make themselves look beautiful, they put all the terrible cosmetics, burning their face more,
And we looking at those faces and we think, oh, there's beauty in there. And Hazrat says that you think that face is going to look like that all the time. And when that face turn into a bangan, it will become like a brain gel. Now where you lose all your connection. You thought I got the connection with this world. I got the connection with this woman or that woman. Hazrat says you are fooling yourself. A real person who takes ibrat is that person, al-kayya sumandana nafsa. A person who learns to control his passion and desires, haram passion and desires, and think of the end result. وَعَمِلَ لِمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. That just now, Malakul Maut is going to come staring me in the face. And I am looking at these haram things, or this woman also. As Mashayikh have taught us, that they have taught the murids like myself foolishly, that we thinking at this outward beauties of this woman, in reality they are false. And in reality, what is outwardly, even a person's beauty outwardly, you take two laxatives and see how you look. You look like an old person. Now you don't want to look at that woman. So one chef used to show his murid that you're looking at this woman that's just even cleaning the toilet. Outwardly she looks little beautiful and you're gazing at her. And so he told her that make stool in that bucket. And then this murid who's gazing all the time, that he gave her two laxatives and now he doesn't want to look at her. Say, now you don't want to look at her, what you are looking is all the filth and dirt. So Allah Ta'ala make me, all of us realize that Allah has brought us here in the company of our Shaykh, that we take this real ta'weez. Then we don't have to run around to anybody else for ta'weez. And that ta'weez won't help us till we don't take our own medicine. And that is to learn to control our gazes, which is the worst disease in the ummah. This is that pandemic, it doesn't only cause you spiritual harm, it causes you physical harm also. And in all homes today, sadly, homes that people are living and married for 30, 40 years, and now you say, I'm not compatible. It's not you're not compatible, you're not controlling your gazes. Allah save me, all of us. So Hazrat says, just think at the end result. And forget the end result, you think these young girls look so beautiful. When Allah sends one windstorm, or they are on the ship cruise and Allah sends one storm on the ocean, like Allah showed when the first ship, the Titanic, which they said unsinkable, this ship will never sink. You're trying to challenge Allah Ta'ala, aliyazu billah. And on that ship you are busy engaged in haram, music, dancing. Allah sends one storm, and those young girls who are 18 years old, they look like 80-year-old women in few minutes. So Hazrat says, there's faces that you are looking that you thought, oh, it's very strum and trum, blue eyes, etc. As our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully, that blue eyes are not attractive. The people of Jahannam will have those blue eyes. So be very careful that all these connections, and you think, now you got connection with you're chatting with this woman and that woman, and vice versa, where there is a woman chatting to men also, and you don't have connection with your own wife, halal wife. If we control our gazes, Hazrat has taught us, definitely, your wife will look more beautiful than the whore of Jannah. But when you don't control, then you are busy chatting here and there, and you're forgetting, you're also becoming an old man, she's also becoming an old woman. How long is this connection going to last? And even if she can be, wo shahzadi lagegi bangan, agarche pehne laakh kangan. Hazrat says, you can be having contact with the princess, that I got connection with the king's daughter, or very rich man's, and outwardly she can be wearing hundreds of bangles, that is lot of jewelry, etc. But she will also, her face will become pale, and her face will become wrinkled, and she will also look like a brain gel. Then outwardly you think, what are you looking at? So let us come to reality, and let us understand, reality is not outward. Beauty is in the heart, that is the noor of Iman. When the noor of Iman penetrates the heart, and that is why we have been taught that even women who want beauty make more sajda. When you make more sajda, then the blood to flow from the top down is easy. But from down up, so now when you go down, your face is down in sajda, all the blood Allah is pushing to your brains and into your face, that face becomes nurani. But if we make sajda, not just I put my head down, but we realize that, oh Allah, what is my beauty? What is my intelligence? Absolutely nothing. And if I waste it in haram, then I'm the most stupid idiot on the face of the earth. Allah save me, all of us. Similarly, Hazrat puts it so beautifully and gives us such a treatment. And this was Hazrat's, Allah Akbar, Hazrat's Kamal. And it was Allah Ta'ala's puzzle that in this Zamana, which is the biggest pandemic, Hazrat left this specialist, spiritual specialist. And then I passed it on to our Sheikh to teach us that our biggest disease in the Ummat, even we can be reading Tahajjud Namaz, we can be teaching Hadith also, but we don't control our gazes, there'll never be change in your life. You won't have peace, happiness. And what are you looking at? You're looking at all the filth and dirt. Outwardly, Hazrat says, don't get fooled. فَمَنْ زُيْنَ لَهُ سُوْ عَمَلِي فَرَا وَسَنَا. How Shaitan fools a person, makes him the faulty actions, make it look beautiful. Hazrat says, Shaitan and your nafs are a biggest deception. They'll show you a sample of the face, and where they will deliver you the good, at the faulty place, at the filth and dirt. So be alert and realize, sit in the company of the man of Allah. Let your heart open with the nur of Allah. Then you'll enjoy looking at your wife. And you won't even want to look at any woman, filth and dirty woman walking on the street. Or even in our gatherings also, sadly today, we take it for granted. And this has become such a disease that we are casting either evil glances and we don't regard it as haram, which is the danger of iman. Allah save me, all of us. So Hazrat says, whether you got connection that you think with the princess, or whether you think that a woman thinks that I'm looking at the prince, I got connection with him, what will he become? Wo shahzada lagega bangi agar che karke aaye wo kangi. He says that prince that you think you're looking at, and today we left you living in a filthy world of artificialness. That how they will, not even worth talking of the filth and dirt. That in Muslims you are looking at the filth, that how they will artificially show you filthy pictures. And we are all looking at that haram. Allah save me, all of us. Hazrat says, whether it's a princess or whether it's a prince, outwardly he'll look what we can wear, comb his hair and make all different hairstyles, make himself more stupid. And you're looking and you think you're looking at somebody handsome. You are looking at a person who's a bangi, who carries the night soil, who carries the filth and dirt. That is their reality. So this is the real ta'weez we should realize and take. As Hazrat says, that we blame this one, that one, my wife is like this, but see where is my eyes going? Your wheel alignment is out, your brains are out. You're looking at our sister-in-laws, looking at haram women in the street and at the banks, etc. Allah Ta'ala save us. Hazrat says, and such a person, what will be his condition? Just think little ahead. That ye dant hil kar ukar paregi, lagaye un par hazar manjan. The same presence that you think you're looking at, very soon he's going to look like a bangi. And then his teeth is also going to get loose. You think his teeth look so smart, but just now it's going to get loose. And he can put how much of the paste and medicine to try and make it firm. It will never, it's all going to fall out and it's all going to be loose. Now you will be running, as Hazrat teachers are so beautifully. Outwardly you think this woman look beautiful, but in reality they got that filthy, dirty, all makeup. Look at them 2 o'clock in the morning, you yourself will run. Which am I looking at? So let us understand reality, that Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, and now he gives us the real lesson. This is the ibrat and the lesson for me to take. To take this ta'weez. Na sunna e mir unki hargiz, ke nafs to shaitan hai tere dushman. Never ever listen to their sweet talk, etc. In other words, don't even chat to them. Don't even cast a glance at them. Because your enemy, nafs and shaitan will tell you, look, one time you look, what's wrong? But your nafs, we then come here to the friends of Allah and take our treatment and make our zikr, then our nafs will let us fall in such a trap that you can be whoever, you'll become disgrace in this world already. And not only disgrace, you'll be in the masjid, but your mind is not there. You're not at ease. And a person like that doesn't have peace in this world, doesn't have, in akhirat, Allah save me, if we didn't make tawbah, what is going to be conditioned in the qabr and in the year after? So the only, this is Hazrat is saying, take this ta'weez, then you don't have to run around for this rupiah, this taweez and that taweez. My real taweez is control the gazes of your gazes, which is the door of the heart. And then Allah Akbar, you will have peace and contentment in your heart. Laga burhape se mujhko fottu, agar se pehne huye achkan. That a person now, you become an old man, you don't control your gazes. And your husband is teaching us another important point, that if we don't take our treatment early in life, and we don't make tawbah as soon as possible, Allah has kept this wide door open, and you just carry on glancing. Then Hazrat says, I saw myself, an old man, who's wearing 13 1/4 glasses. He can't even see properly. But he's staring at a new bride who's just walking in with a groom in a bus. And he's staring at her with his mouth also open. And what can he see? He's cold and a deep freeze. And Allah Ta'ala save us. In that condition, if Allah put us into sickness, Hazrat says, we have heard of men that used to interfere with women and talk bad about the ulama. That's what they know. They only tell us control our gazes. But such people, the word tawbah couldn't come on their tongues. So Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. Hazrat says, in your old age, and that's another terrible disease in the ummah, that even you old, you want to take your photo. Hazrat says, you can be wearing, like in Lucknow, etc., they wear achkan, that is that long coat, and looks very trim and slim. But you are old men. What do you still want to take? First of all, photo is haram, and you still want to pose for a photo. Hazrat says, how foolish you are. And in your youth, you thought, I'm somebody, and I'm a rich man, or I got control. You can interfere with any woman or anybody. Hazrat says, what will be your result? Hue hai peeri mein misle billi, jote jawani mein shere afghan. When you are a young man, Allah gave you little strength, gave you little money, gave you little authority. Then you are like a wild lion, just controlling, commanding this one, that one. And think that you're interfering, you're hiring this secretary and that secretary, and all haram women. And you think you're enjoying yourself. Hazrat says, before you know, you'll be a peeri, you'll be an old man. You'll be in your 40s already, you'll be like an old man already. Then you'll be like a weak mouse, a weak rat, a cat that fears a rat also. So weak you'll be. So Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. And see, Hazrat gives us now the real treatment, the real taweez is. And Hazrat addressing himself, who was such a man from his childhood, never looked at haram, never cast evil glances, like our Shaykh. So we have to take this medicine, myself first of all, that it's actually addressed to me, and all of us should think of ourselves. Hazrat says, Bachao apni nazar ko akhdar. Yahi hai bas ek tariqe ahsan. This is the only best way for peace, contentment, for goodness, to get connected to Allah Ta'ala. The most important aspect of our Islam is control your gazes. Don't look at haram, and even those things that are permissible, stay away from looking at those things unnecessary. And Allah Ta'ala save us, like Hazrat says, in today's zamana, with our own family, even our mahrams, our daughters, etc., be careful that what is happening today in the world. So Hazrat has given us this beautiful taweez, and Allah has brought us here to take this taweez. And if we take this seriously, Allah give me tawfiq, make tawbah, istighfar, make our zikr. See how peaceful life we will have in this world already.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد من كتاب حياة المسلمين أفضلنا أشهب علي ثامي رحمة الله عليه during the chapter of شكر and صبر so last time Hazrat Thami رحمة الله عليه mentioned a few times when a person has to make صبر in life now some ayat of the Quran and a hadith of Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام will be mentioned Allah Ta'ala says seek aid and help with صبر and salat if love of wealth and love of fame overwhelm men and impede the development of his iman, as it will most certainly do. He should engage in sabr and in abundance of salat. For this will most assuredly fortify him against the onslaught of the nafs. The form of sabr in this verse is abstention from the desires and the dictates of the nafs, to control his desires. Another ayat of the Quran Allah says, he will definitely test you by means of some fear, poverty, loss of wealth and life, and give glad tidings of reward to those who adopt sabr in the face of these calamities. Regarding the perseverance and fortitude of some nations of the past, Allah Ta'ala says, they did not lose courage because of the hardships which confronted them in the path of Allah. They were not weakened, nor were they awed by the enemy. Allah Ta'ala loves sabirin, those who are steadfast and have patience. Men of Allah are steadfast in the face of the enemy. Hardships and obstacles are confronting them in their journey towards Allah Ta'ala. Do not deter them. Their fortitude and steadfastness, their sabr, are such that they do not descend to flattering the enemies of Allah Ta'ala. Their gaze is focused upon Allah Ta'ala, and they know the victory is theirs. Another ayat of the Quran, Allah says, those who are patient, that is, they have sabr in their daily activities, they will most certainly reward them for their good acts. And in one ayat, Allah Ta'ala mentions 10 qualities of the believers, and in there Allah mentions the men who have sabr and the women who have sabr. For them all Allah Ta'ala has prepared forgiveness and a very great reward. All forms of sabr are included in this verse. Sabr in regard to ibadat, with regard to sin, with regard to calamities are within the purview of this verse, which promises great reward and forgiveness for those who have got the qualities of sabr. A few examples which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned of sabr. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, shall I inform you of something by means of which Allah Ta'ala eliminates sins and elevates ranks? Performing a perfect wudu, when making wudu, is displeasing to the nafs. You have to make sabr there. Performing a perfect wudu in the time of difficulties, in the cold day for example. Walking much to the masjid and waiting anxiously for the arrival of another salat after having performed one salat. So all of this is qualities of sabr. One hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, he narrates, my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised me I should not take partners with Allah Ta'ala even if my flesh is cut up and even if I am thrown into a fire. Perseverance on such occasions of oppression is a high rank of sabr. However, in cases of brutality and torture, the Quran Kareem grants permission to make a verbal declaration of even kufr, provided the heart does not deny iman. The expression of anti-iman statements from a person under torture does not come within the Islamic definition of kufr and shirk. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appointed Hazrat Abu Musa radiallahu anhu as commander of an army which was dispatched on an expedition by sea. In the darkness of the night, while the ship was sailing, a caller from above the ship exclaimed, O occupants of the ship, let me inform you of something which Allah Ta'ala has taken as his responsibility. Abu Musa radiallahu anhu answered, if you have something to tell us, then speak up. The caller called out, Allah Ta'ala has undertaken the responsibility of quenching the thirst on the day of Qiyamah of those people who remain thirsty during fasting on hot days. So in all of this is rewards for a person who makes sabr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who have sabr in the quality of ibadat, worst of worship, staying away from sin, and whenever calamities come into our lives. Allah give us tawfiq.